Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I'm for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's great to be with you guys today. It's Saturday morning before the divisional round kicks off. And I'm upset. I'm a little down today just because the Niners aren't playing playoff football. And I think, you know, judging from the DMs, emails, and all those messages that I've got, I think a lot of people feel the same way. So I wanted to step back and focus on the future. So we're going to be doing a mock draft today, a little bit different. We're trading up today. Just caveat loaded. What would it look like to trade up? And I have a player in mind that we are going to trade up for. So I'm just disclosing that. This is episode 1,313 of the 40 Hours Rush podcast. Thank you to our executive producers, David Gill, 49 George, 365, and Corey Robbins. You guys make the show happen. So we're going to be doing a full 7-round mock draft. With at least one trade. We might trade more because there's nothing I like more than pairing a trade up with the trade down or pairing a trade down with the trade up. I know nobody looks back on the Javon Kinlaw trade as a positive whenever you went from 13 to 14, missed out on Tristan Wirfs, but the trade up later to go get Brandon Ayuk was perfect. And you couldn't have had that without the trade down. So, like, I love those things. And we do know the 49ers trade as much, if not more so, than everybody. The only year they did trade was after that Trey Lance draft, 2022, zero trades. They were just kind of like COVID. We don't know what's going on. We're just going to stay where we're at. We got burned on that trade. But then they went back to trading the next year. And I think that's going to continue. 2023, they traded. 2024, they traded. And if I'm a betting man, I would put the over-under at 1.5 trades for the 49ers in this upcoming NFL draft, the 2025 draft. So without further ado, let's go ahead. Let's dive in. Why not, right? Let's pull this up. We're going to be using PFF. Now, I have to disclose a lot of things here. I went through several times, I think probably 8, and kind of created the situation I wanted. So I'm manipulating the situation for a reason. I want to see what this is going to look like. So let me just go through the top 7 because I don't think that the 49ers would want to trade up past 8, maybe 7, but probably not. So here's kind of what happened on the draft board to get us to number 8. Cam Ward went 1, Shedeur Sanders 2, Tet McMillan 3, Abdul Carter 4, Will Johnson 5, Nick Scorton 6. That's kind of the weird one there. And then Travis Hunter 7. So here we are at pick 8. And we're going to trade up, whether we like it or not. The whole idea of doing these mock drafts is just to see the hypotheticals play out and how that encompasses and rounds out the entirety of the draft. Now, if you trade up, you're going to be giving extra compensation. So you're going to be missing out on picks. Now, here's the situation. Let's jump over quickly to the draft trade chart. This is one of the websites that I use probably more than anything else. The ads are terrible on there, but I don't even know if you can make it out on your screen. The 49ers pick at pick 11. That's at 1250 value. We're going to trade up to Carolina. That's sitting at 1400. So you're looking at about 150 point discrepancy. Now, to make up for that, the 49ers have pick 75 at 215, and they have pick 101 valued at 96. So we've got to get it between there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer pick 75, which is too much. We're going over 75 point value, but I'm going to ask for something in return, because you can see Carolina also picks number 113, which is worth 68 points. So we're overpaying by about 7 points. That's it. Not too big of a deal. But we got to see if they're going to accept it. So we want the eighth pick. And yeah, they're PFF and what's it called? Draft Tech. We're going after, they have 110 and 113. So actually, we're going to go after the higher pick, the 109, and we're going to give them 11 and 75. Now, this is an issue that I always have. It says that it's like 100% likely to be accepted. And, you know, you could go through and you could force this trade by giving up a lot less. Like, currently it says we could give up 137 and 11 to jump up to the eighth spot. I don't think that's realistic. So, yeah, according to the PFF draft simulator, we could kind of force that, but I'm not going to do that. I want realistic so that we could get an actual kind of telescopic view on what this would look like for the draft. So, we're giving up 8 and 74, and we're giving up 11 and 75, and we're getting back 8 and 109. So we jump up 3, but we fall back about 30 later on, okay? So this is the trade we're going to do. Let me catch up with the chat. Phillip, he's in the chat. Divisional round, I thought they canceled it all. They did not. Josh says, trade back, get a ton of picks, grab Nick Skorton. Skorton went like top 6. That dude's going to be coveted. I don't think he goes top 6. And yeah, right here, Nick at 6 is crazy talk. I agree. What's up, Ryan? We got NY Niners. I love this, man. We got Yatsik, my man. So great to see you in here, bud. Just seeing your name on the screen puts a smile on my face. Shout out to you and your family, bud. Love you guys. So having said all that, we're taking this trade. We're giving up 11 and 75. We're getting back 8 and 109. We're jumping up with the player in mind. We're drafting Mason Graham. He fell to 8, and I had a hard time because I simulated the draft. He wasn't there. He's going 6, 5, 6, 7, and probably 90% of these drafts. I had to keep doing it. So I'm going to offer this trade, see if they take it. They take it. Okay, the 49ers are on the clock at 8. Mason Graham is the highest player available. That is who we were trading up for. I think defensive tackle and center are the biggest needs on this team. Obviously, you don't trade up for a center in the first round, especially the top 10. I don't even think there is a center eligible that is worthy of a first-round pick, probably not even of a second-round pick. But now, because we traded up for this defensive tackle, third-round pick is the category that I want to spend on a center. So now we just have one comp pick. So that's going to make it harder. So we're going to be taking Mason Graham. So let's talk about this bad boy, because he is an absolute stud. Disruption, high ceiling, immovable. The immovable object, which he's 6'3", 320. It's not like he's big, but it's not like he's one of those, you know, 350 guys or whatever. 21 years old. Now, the biggest issue, and it's not really an issue, he's only played 1,200 snaps at the defensive tackle spot. If you compare that to the other defensive tackles in this class, that puts him in a 6 out of 10 on the experience scale. So a little bit lower than you'd like. Versatility, he's a 9. He's played everywhere. He's got 100-plus snaps at nose tackle, 940-plus snaps at defensive tackle, 160 at end, 40 as an outside rusher, and 20 as a stand-up linebacker blitzing. The dude's played everywhere. He's a California native, born in Los Angeles. Two-time wrestling champion at the high school level. High school player of the year in 2021. Dude's unanimous All-American. He was the Rose Bowl MVP, freshman All-American, second team All-American, two-time All-Big Ten. I mean, there's nothing that you really have to be overly concerned about. He's got sack production in not one, not two, but three consecutive years from the inside. And his number one trait is a 92 run defense grade. He immediately bolsters your run defense. I think it's huge. And I missed the part of the chat that this is responding to. Josh says, you know, Solomon was a tweener. Mason is a true defensive tackle. Solomon Thomas was 280. This dude's 340. 320. That's a 40-pound difference. It's Solomon Thomas still playing in the NFL. Was he worthy of a top-five pick? No. 49ers kind of telegraphed what they wanted to do. They didn't do their research. They skipped on so many elite-profile players, all because they had their mind made up, kind of like what they're doing with the defensive coordinator job now, but whatever. Mason Graham is a true defensive. You've seen him play amazing play time after time after time against elite talent. Mason Graham is him. Aaron, he says, what is Chapman's top five big board and how high is this guy on it? Personally, he is the guy I most want. I haven't done my top five yet. But I can tell you Mason Graham, Abdul Carter are 100% on it. I'm probably going to have Travis Hunter in there as well. Those three, that's it. Yeah, you almost always got to include a quarterback. My number one quarterback's Cam Ward. I'm not going to do a lot of draft work on the top quarterbacks because I don't think we're in the market for them. But I think those four are pretty damn solid. So Mason Graham, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, and probably Cam Ward are my top four currently. Where they all fit and slot, whatever else. Abdul Carter's probably my number one. He's probably my number one.
It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing, so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement, compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers. It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy.
Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
And Mason Graham's in there. He's in there. And you look at the PFF, mock draft, whatever. He's fourth on their board, and his ADP is 6.7. So you have to hope. I had to do 8 simulations just to get here. For him to be available at 8, to have the opportunity to just trade up. That's just for the opportunity. And right here, let's see here. All caps, man, reality coming at it. It would be irresponsible at this point to not grab an offensive lineman. Keep it real. I want an offensive lineman. And in almost all my drafts, I'm taking Kelvin Banks, Will Campbell. But that's the purpose of mock drafts, is to see. Okay, well, let's look at what this whole draft thing shakes out. We got to look because, man, you can't just always do mock drafts taking offensive linemen. That's what a lot of people did last year. And the 49ers didn't take a lineman with the first pick. They didn't take a lineman with the second pick. And that's what happened. So that's what it's going to be. Right here from V. Malik, he says, how upset would you be if we don't go offense or defensive line in the first? I'd be pissed. I would be irate. I wouldn't be shocked. I guess he could go another wide receiver. Wouldn't be shocked for that. But, yeah, it would be. Here's the thing that I think people don't understand. I'm critical of the 49ers. I'm critical of Kyle. I'm critical of John. But I love this team. I'm glad we kept Kyle. I'm glad we kept John. Like, I am a fan. That's what I am. That's what I do. I'm a fan. I don't work for anybody else. It's my own company. It's my own thing that I started. I'm going to do what I want to do. I think that they have 100% mismanaged how they use certain draft capital lately. Not drafting the defensive lineman at all last year was stupid. It was absolutely idiotic, and it panned out the whole year. You had no defensive line depth. You haven't drafted a tackle in 2 years. How's that panning out for you? You haven't drafted a center ever. Since 2017, Kyle Shanahan has not drafted one freaking center. Not one. How's that working out for you? Instead, you go spend, you've already spent before last year, the most draft capital in the NFL in the wide receiver position. You go pick Ricky Pearsall, who I like, and I'm excited. I'm very excited. The way he ended the season, that's great. Still was not worth that number 31 pick at all. Not even close. Not even close. Doesn't mean he's a bust. Doesn't mean I don't like him. That was a misuse of funds. Misappropriation of funds. It's what it was. 100%. Shouldn't have signed Ayuk. Now, if you're going to not sign Ayuk and draft Ricky Pearsall, then I get it. But both, that was, you just neglected how you built your team in the trenches. You just neglected it. I think that's a problem. And, it's funny. Like, I'll put stuff out there on social media, and people disagree with it, and people, call me names and DM me and whatever else. Like, it's funny. I never used to, block anybody ever. But whenever I started getting death threats and people started sending pictures of my kids to me in DMs and all that stuff, then I started blocking people. Now it's just easier. And, obviously social media has gotten so toxic when what's his name took over. But it's so, you've got to operate – how you feel to enjoy things. I do this because I love this. Now, I'd never planned for this to become my income and my job. And yes, this is how I feed my family. This is my full-time employment. But man, I'm not here for money. I'm here for enjoyment because I love what I do and I get to meet great people and hopefully people enjoy what they do. I'm sorry if I block you. I'm sorry if you're not part of the channel or whatever else. Yeah, I don't block people for disagreeing with me. I don't block people for being mean. I block people whenever you get personal, and I'm just like, man, this is not enjoyable. You don't follow me. You don't whatever, and you follow another certain podcast, and they all do, and they all almost have the same Christian whatever in their thing. Not taking bash at Christians. I'm just saying it's weird. My wife's a pastor. But all the people that are mean and go after that, it's weird. It's just weird to me. And I don't enjoy participating in those things. So I either mute and or block those people and move on. And it's okay to be upset. So back to your super chat. Malik, yeah, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be critical. There's nothing wrong with being critical. And it doesn't always have to be like, oh, you're just a Shanahan hater. I'm not. I've literally said, I don't want Shanahan gone. Now we take a kicker. yeah, we take a kicker. I'm going to be pissed off. Nothing about that, man. Right here, Nick. John, the combo of offensive line and defensive line is obvious, but what is the best talent combo? Feels like offensive tackles dry up at the first 40. Edges, every draft that I did not take an edge in the first round is my favorite. If I was in charge right here, I'd sit and I'd take Kelvin Banks or Will Campbell at 11 and call it a day. But I'm trying to give a myriad of looks at what this could shake out as. That's the whole idea. I'm not taking no kickers. First round tight end. No, I'm not taking a first round tight end. I just don't. Again, I don't believe in that, especially whenever you have George Kittle, who should get an extension. Yeah, I don't believe in that. Personally, I don't. NY Niners. I will be shocked if we don't draft O-line, D-line first. Disclaimer, it won't be the first time I've been shocked. Yeah, same thing. Shanahan took a luxury pick in the first last year during a need year, and it was stupid. And hopefully he learned his lesson. It was stupid. It was stupid then. Yeah, right here. Elijah, Mason Graham would be awesome. Walter Nolan II might be awesome too. I'm not going to go back-to-back defensive tackle, but I am going to watch the clock, which is hard on PFF, because if I can get an offensive tackle, I'm going to trade. I'm not going to trade up. I'm changing my mind. I'm not trading up twice. So I'm going to turn it full speed. I might trade back. I'm not going to trade up twice. So we're taking Mason Graham. We gave up a first and a third. We got back a first and a fourth. We're taking Mason Graham. I'm happy. Let's hear your takes. And you guys can do grades, A, B, C, D, whatever. How would you feel with that trade? Giving up a first and third, getting back a first and fourth to jump up three spots to take Mason Graham. How would you feel about that? How do you grade that? Because I would be happy with it. I don't think it's the best route to go, but defensive tackle is now a premium position. So I do not have an issue with taking that in the top 10 at all. Used to, defensive tackle wasn't with defensive ends, offensive tackles, quarterbacks, but wide receivers and defensive tackles have kind of included themselves in that because you have such a salary cap benefit by drafting even in the top 8. Now, it will cost more in the cap to trade up into that 8 spot. Not a lot, but it does matter. Josh says A++. Justin, A+. Celestial, A. We'll get back to this one, Jay. Mason Graham and Bosa. Justin Smith, Alden Smith, 2.0, grade A. Yeah, dude. And it's funny because you watch Mason Graham, there's a little bit of cowboy to him. Not going to lie. I love Justin Smith, one of my all-time favorite 49ers, and we got him from the Bengals. So, where he classifies, whatever, he didn't start and end his career with us. But, dude, Justin Smith, just old-school football player. And I think Mason Graham, you see some of it. That's not going to be my playstyle comp for Mason Graham when it's all said and done, but you see it. There's similarities there. Let's see here. We got an A+ from Mike. Worth it. Elijah, blue chip guy, A+. Kawachipto. He says, yeah, fine with that. If they could trade back into the first for, I don't want to trade up twice. I do not want to trade up twice. I want to trade up, trade back personally. So we'll see who's available here. Malik, John, let me know if I'm off here. I feel like O-line is priority number one. I don't think the 49ers see it that way. Because you're returning both of your offensive tackles, Trent Williams and Colton McKivitz. Who are your starting tackles? Right now, your starting tackles are Malik Collins and Jordan Elliott. I think Trent Williams and Colton McKivitz, I think Colton McKivitz is better than Jordan Elliott by a considerable amount. I don't think Colton McKivitz is better than Malik Collins is on defense, right? And this is hard to compare. It's not apples to apples. There, and the depth behind the defensive tackle is an issue, too. I think you got Evan Anderson, Kalia Davis, you kind of like. That's it. That's it. Like, you need more. So even if you drafted a tackle, man, the 49ers might kick Kelvin Banks to left guard. They might kick Will Campbell to left guard. They might compete with Colton McKivitz. They might kick Colton McKivitz in, but we know the 49ers are okay with Colton McKivitz. I am not okay with Jordan Elliott as a starter. I am not. Got a B+, A from Brian Carter, my man. What's up, buddy? Josh, a good defensive tackle also helps the linebackers a ton. Yep. First pick was Cam Ward. We traded up at the 8th spot and got Mason Graham. So that's where we're at. So now we're back on the clock at 43. And we don't pick for a while. So we go 43 to 99. But we have these three picks in a bunch. 99, 109, 111. Because we got that fourth. So we got to see here. So Jihad Campbell's there. Not a bad player. Great player. If you don't bring Brett Greenlaw, I don't want to spend this second round pick, a top 50 pick on linebacker, but that is a need. Now, Gray Zabel. All right. I said earlier, I don't think that there's a center in the first round, probably not in the second round. A lot of people that I respect in the draft industry have Gray Zabel, who's, you know, he played tackle. Well, hold on. This is a North Dakota State guy. I know. I don't want to draft any more North Dakota State people. I understand. Once you feel burned by a university, it's hard to get that, you know, taste out of your mouth. Can't operate that way. Don't scout the uniform. Scout the player. Gray Zabel played 14 starts at left tackle, 17 starts at right tackle, 6 starts at left guard, 2,600 plus snaps. He's played a lot of ball. 6'6", 280. A lot of people are saying this guy is a center at the next level. I'm not taking him here, but this is kind of the earliest that I think a center could go off the board. I'm not taking him here. I'm not. But I would be upset at all. If the 49ers saw Gray Zabel as a center prospect and you took him in the second round, I haven't done draft work on him. The three things that have jump off: athleticism, character, versatility. Teams will have him graded at all five positions based on scheme. 92 pass grade, but again, North Dakota State, got to remember that. I'm not taking him here, but that's what it is. JT Tumaloa from Ohio State Edge is there. Kyle Kennard. Man, there's a lot of edge players. See, I told you guys earlier, and I think Nick was the one, somebody pointed this out, like, edge is deep. You can get a quality edge here. And I would not be upset if the 49ers went defensive tackle, defensive end. Wouldn't be. I don't think it's the smartest decision, but I wouldn't be upset. Gunnar Helm, too early. Man, we're getting rough here. Savion Williams. Yeah, I'm not seeing any tackles. Cameron Williams, who I think is a guard. I'm not taking him in the second round personally. And he's a Longhorn from the school I coached at in Texas. I think he's a good kid. It's just he's way too raw. Probably the biggest boom or bust pick. But second round is where he's going to go because his ceiling is so good. Edge Jared Ivey. Ozzie Trapillo, tackle Boston College. Arante Ersay, tackle Minnesota. Alfred Collins, D-tackle. Like, there's guys here nobody I'm in love with. Jonas Savane, tackle Arizona. And, you know, again, what did I say? If I trade up, I want to trade back. If I trade back, I want to trade up. And so we have two players. If I was staying here to take this pick, I'm probably going to take one of the edge guys. Let me see which tackles are available. Cameron Williams, Trapillo, Irsay. Yeah, Marcus Imbau from Purdue is there. I'm just not liking it. There's nobody where I'm just like, ooh, probably the best player is Jihad Campbell. I don't want to spend an early second round pick on an off-ball linebacker. I prefer just to keep Dre Greenlaw. But let's see what the trade options are. We've got two trade options. Pick 51, Tampa Bay Bucks, so we'd fall back 8 spots. And then Buffalo pick 56, kind of fall back 13. That's a little much. So let's see what we can get from Tampa Bay at 51. And again, we lost a third round pick. Remember jumping up. So let's see here. We're going to get their 51. They want our 43. Can't get their 83. We can get their 119. What would it cost to get that 83? No, that's too much. See, I'm cool with this. So here we go. We're looking, we would give up pick 43 and pick 137, one of our comp picks, to jump up to 51 and 83. So we're falling back 8 spots to jump up 50, basically mirroring the move. And so our second round pick, we're going to get a little bit less something, but there's some tackles available. There's 3 that I'm interested in, offensive tackles. I think one of them will be there in 7 picks. Now, this has a 65% chance of being accepted, so I'm going to offer this trade. Let's see what happens. Trade accepted. Boom, let's resume the draft. And now we're back on the clock. Now, a lot of the guys, Jihad Campbell went, Zabel went, Gunnar Helm went, Kyle Kennard went, JT Tumaleo, I can't say his name, went. So now the 49ers are back on the, I'm not going to trade back again. But now we're back on the clock, and I think we've got some room. I really, really do. And so, I'm not going defensive tackle. I'm not going wide receiver. I'm not going tight end here, even though I think there are some great tight ends. I think it's just too early. We have pressing needs. Edge, Jared Ivey, I do like. But, man, I'm looking at the tackle spot, and I just – I'm with everybody that says, like, dude, we have needs. We have needs. And so here are the tackles that are available. And I want to talk through kind of all of them and spend some time here to kind of figure out which one we want. All right. Cameron Williams. I didn't want to take him where we were, but now that we traded down, it's kind of like the Aaron Banks situation. You don't want to take him. You'll settle with him. And so now that we got some more draft capital, I don't mind swinging. Cameron Williams, Texas, 6'5", 335. Dude is huge, 21 years old. He's only played 1,000 snaps. He's huge, run blocking, but man, penalties are huge. Missed assignments are huge. This is a boom or bust, super high ceiling player. Again, can play tackle, can play guard. He's got some bad body weight on him, but his ceiling is by far the highest of anybody else that's out here. It's not even close. Now, Let's go to Ozzy from Boston College. Ozzy Trapillo, 6'8", 309. This is a true tackle guy. He's got 24 starts at right tackle, 10 at left tackle, 1 at left guard, 1 at right guard. He's played everywhere. Anchor, size, versatility, that's what he's got. He's got an 81 true pass rush grade. Now, the negative is he's not your ideal run blocker. He's good. He's good, but he's not the typical guy that 49ers usually go after at the offensive tackle position, okay? Now, let's go to Irsere out of Minnesota. This is Ariante, 6'6", 331, 38 starts at left tackle, 1 at right tackle, frame, athleticism, and a finisher. This dude, much better run blocker. Pass grade's got an 80. He's kind of experienced, versatility. He's right down the fairway. And that's kind of what this guy is. 6'6", 331 at that size. Could kick in. So, you know, could play tackle, could kick in. So you want to put him at left tackle. He's got 38 starts there. But you want to put him at left guard. And then when Trent goes, kick him out. We'll have to see how he measures out all those things. Only gave up 1 sack last year. And then we got Jonah Savayanahi, 6'5", 336. There's a lot of big linemen this year out there. 5 starts at left tackle, 16 right tackle, 15 at right guard. A lot of people see him as an interior guy only. 49ers would probably see him as a guard more than most, a tackle more than most. 6'5", 336, anchor, length, versatility. From Hawaii, American Samoa, love all those things. Did give up 4 sacks. Versatility is a 9, experience is a 6. I think he has a pretty low ceiling, but a high floor type of a guy. That's kind of where we are. So I'm curious, which of those 4, Cameron Williams, Ozzy Trapillo, Ariante Irsere out of Minnesota or Jonah Savayanahi. I'm sorry if I'm butchering these names. I'm going to work on them. Curious which ones you guys would want out of these guys. Yeah, we did trade up for Graham, Chad. We traded up to the 8 spot and got Mason Graham. I liked it. We got a vote for Irsere. Aussie looks solid. McGlinchey literally, but people don't. Yeah, I get that too. The Boston College thing with, you know, Matt Wright and his cousin. But yeah, the specs look a lot like McGlinchey, which people don't want. Irsere is scheme fit. Jonah, fantastic guard prospect. Jonah is a guard. I like this. I watched Irsere a bunch in person. I would feel so good about that pick. Irsere. Yep, that's what we're doing. We are going Minnesota tackle. Ariante Irsere with our second pick. And man, if you told me we walked out of the draft with, Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Ariante Irsere, offensive tackle, and we didn't really even lose picks because we traded our third away, but we got kind of a pick back. We're not really hurting too bad to move up. And so whenever you manipulate the draft board like we did, that's why I love, because we're still getting the same amount of picks. We're still getting those 10, 10 picks PFF has us at. I like it. I really, really do. Now, with divisional football getting started, which I'm pretty excited about, I'm taking a 3-team teaser bet this week. And I think it's going to be a fun one. It's a plus 10, three-team teaser. I'm taking Texans just can't lose by more than 19. The Lions just have to win by 1 point. No ties, so basically just Lions win. And the Eagles plus 4 versus the Rams. That's my three-team teaser. And if you want to bet with me or if you want to bet anything, you know where you got to go. It's win or go home for the NFL playoffs. And all roads lead to New Orleans. But here's the thing. Your chance to get in on every high-stakes moment along the way starts with MyBookie. MyBookie is the ultimate destination for bettors who want more. Whether you're backing the underdogs, riding with the favorites, every drive, every touchdown, every moment is an opportunity to win big. And you can kick off 2025 right. They have risk-free Thursdays. That's where you place a bet. And if it doesn't hit, MyBookie has your back. Dive into the Bet Boost tab to supercharge your picks and build that bankroll before the Super Bowl. And even when the games are over, the action doesn't stop with MyBookie's online casino. Blackjack, Baccarat, Roulette, Slots, it's all there, whether you're celebrating a big win or you're gearing up for the next round. And if you haven't joined yet, use promo code 49ERS49ERS on your first deposit. MyBookie will hook you up with an instant bonus because you deserve to start strong. Season isn't just about watching history unfold. It's about being part of it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, with MyBookie. All right, 49ers are back on the clock at pick 83. We got Mason Graham, we got Ariante Irsere, and we've got pick 83, 99, 109, 111. So let's see what's on the big board. I'm going into this thinking, man, edge, we need tight end, we need center. Those are probably my three kind of big ones. Linebacker, safety, you could throw in there as well. Linebacker, Jeffrey Bosa, I don't care about running backs. Don't really care about wide receivers. I really, really, really want to get a vet wide receiver for that last wide receiver. We only have one spot available to keep. That's it. We got one. So I don't want to draft another wide receiver late that we're just going to neglect anyway. I don't want it. Don't want a running back. Tyler Barron, bought on out of Miami. I like his teammate kind of a lot more than him. But Tyler Barron, 6'5", 260, 23, length, power, and production. I like that. Had 10 sacks this year. I like the Miami guys. Tyler Barron, a legitimate option at this part. Let's go edge. Quandarius Robinson, all name team. I freaking love that, man. Quandarius, that's clean. That is a clean name. So he goes by Q, 6'5", 240, so a little bit smaller speed, bend guy, explosiveness, awareness. Hasn't played much. This is a guy that you are drafting purely off of metrics. I think this is way too early for him. Only played 370 snaps in his career. It was one of the number one players coming out of Alabama, and just he's had injury. So this way too early for him. Tackle, we got our tackle. Andrew Mukuba, I love him at safety. Melo Dotson, he's a good player. I like this guy out of cornerback. Azarahe Thomas, we've taken him before in the past. Josiah Stewart, fun player. We already got one Michigan guy. I don't know if I want to deal with Wayne having all these Michigan players again. 6'2", 235, undersized. Could be a linebacker, kind of, I don't want to say kind of Micah Parsons, but he's that tweener, off-ball linebacker, speed edge rusher. But he's played 1,800-plus snaps. It's 1,700 of those were from the wide nine, kind of rushing off the edge type. He's a good player. I think the other edge players are better. Man, I'm not liking a lot of what is available here. I'm not liking it. We've already got our tackle. I like J.J. Pegues, but I'm not going back at defensive tackle here. Barrett Carter, linebacker. I'm not liking a lot of what we got here. See, this is the other guy that I really, really like. And that's Simeon Barrow Jr., but we got our defensive tackle. I'm huge on that Miami guy. So right now I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, dude, I'm thinking Tyler Barron, edge rusher, Miami, to pair with, you know, our other defensive tackle. So that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah, Mike Fuller, I'm with you. He says, Tyler Barron, get him. Donovan Jackson, is it going to fall this far? And that's going to happen. That's going to happen on these drafts. I'm with you, but we already got our tackle. I don't want to double dip there. And again, this is off the public board, but yeah, the biggest issue with PFF is the board for sure. We got to vote for Stewart here. Look at that player, not in uniform. Yeah, there we go. Stewart got a lot of mean in a small package. Yeah, I like that. Where was he at? Was he up or down on here? Yeah, Josiah Stewart. He's a fun player. I think third round's a little too early for him. Unless a 3-4 team is going to love him. He probably needs to go to a 3-4 team. But I'm sitting here. I'm taking Tyler Barron, edge out of Miami. And again, you're addressing the trenches. Do I think the Niners will do this? Will they be able to talk Kyle Shanahan out of a third-round running back, third-round kicker, third-round tight end that can't block? I don't know. Yes, I am criticizing Kyle Shanahan here. But that's okay. You're allowed to do that. I'm allowed to. Trust me, I'm allowed to. So we've got three picks kind of in a row spaced out by about 12. We've got 99, 109, 111. I got to look at centers here because I am walking out of the third round with the center. And yeah, the three are there. Jonah Monheim, Seth McLaughlin, Jake Majors. I know everybody loves Jake Majors. I love Jake Majors, but I'm not going to take Jake Majors this draft. I can't take him every single draft. I just can't do it. What do y'all think of Will Howard? He's a big dude. 6'4", 235. He's played well. He played a national championship game, beat my Longhorns. I like him more than Riley Leonard personally. We got both of them on the board here. Riley Leonard, 6'4", 216. I like Howard more as a pro prospect, not necessarily as a college quarterback. Take that for what you want. Man, there's still some J.J. Pegues still there. Barrett Carter still there. I like Jalen Noel, the wide receiver, Iowa State. He plays a lot. He's tough as hell. But again, I don't want to draft a wide receiver this early. Simeon Barrett, there's a lot of defensive tackles. And again, this is something to remember. This is why we do these. You get to that third round, there's defensive tackles everywhere. Yeah, we traded up for one and we got the best one. Man, I would not be upset about going and getting another defensive tackle. I would not at all. Got some guards. Benjamin Urosek, tight end. I like him. Quinn Ewers, no. Jackson Hall's tight end. Like him. There's a lot of guys. Aronde Gadsden, the second tight end. I like him. Kobe Keene, linebacker. Kyle McCord, Syracuse, 6'3", 220. Yeah. It's a little too early for quarterbacks for me right here. Denzel Burke. I really like this kid. And I hate Ohio State. I'm still mad at them. They beat my Horns. 6'1", 194 cornerback out of Ohio State. 22 years old. He's played 2,500 snaps. 2,200 of those are from the outside corner spot. He's played all over the place. Grew up at Phoenix, close to where Brock Purdy's from. I think he's just a stud. I really, really think that he's a very, very, very good player. His run defense grade is a 73. Pretty good against missed tackles. Experience, versatility. I think second to third round, I really, really do like this guy. So Denzel Burke is definitely on my short list here. Man, who else stood out? I like a lot of these tight ends, but I'm like, man, we might be able to wait. Nick Nash, wide receiver, San Jose State's fun. I'm not taking. So my thing is, I'm like, man, do we double dip? Do we go at, I'm looking at two guys here. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm looking at Simeon Barrow Jr., who's one of my favorite players in this draft. I just tweeted out about him, and it's just here. Here's Simeon Barrow Jr., defensive tackle, Miami. 6'3", 291, age 23, run defender, leverage experience. This dude has 1,800-plus snaps, which is some of the most. He's got a 9 on our experience scale. 1 to 10 amongst defensive tackles. He's played a lot of football. He's played everywhere. He's got a 6 on versatility, great versus the run. He just seems like one of those guys. He was at Michigan State before he transferred to Miami. He just screams 49ers to me. So I'm down to defensive tackle Simeon Barrow Jr., double dip at the tackle spot, and let's just dominate from the inside. Or I'm going cornerback Denzel Burke. Those are my two guys. So we'll see. Y'all got to put in the chart Denzel Burke, cornerback, Ohio State, or Simeon Barrow Jr., defensive tackle, Miami. I just think that both those players are like third-round picks. We're at the last pick of the third round. This is the comp pick that we received for when we lost Rand Carthon and coach it today or tomorrow, D'Amico. So, like, either one of those guys, I like Parrish too. Dave says Barrow. Whichever corner has the ability to play slot, give Demo a breath. So, I think if you went Burke, how many snaps has Burke played in the slot? He's played some, but he's played 100-plus snaps in the slot. He was used outside. But I think the slot rotation would go Demo, Renardo Green. We've seen him play in the slot. And I think that Denzel Burke would be that cornerback 3, probably the outside guy that would only come in nickel packages but would play outside. Let's see here. Monkey Boy says, Barrow, shore up that D-line. We need it desperately. There are still safeties. Nobody that jumped off for me. Jay, I think we need a corner too much to double dip at DT. Cornerback is a huge need. Aaron says, need to stop the run. Barrow Jr. all day. Burke, DJ Jones 2. It's split. Double dip. Barrow. These are good players. So, I'm going to go Denzel Burke because I do think that's the bigger need. I'm mad I didn't get my guy. I'm telling you, my next draft, I'm giving Simeon. All right, I went cornerback Denzel Burke. So, our draft class, we cook it. I ain't even mad. Traded up for Mason Graham. Arante Arise, after we traded back in the second to tackle. Tyler Barron, edge. Cornerback Denzel Burke. Man, you know, I ain't mad. I wonder if our guy's still there. I'm going to scroll down to see if Simeon is still there. Did he go? Why they got Shamar Turner on there in the 120s? That's not even a realistic thing. Yeah, he went. I'm sad. All right, this is going to be our center pick, whether we like it or not. Once we get here in the backgrounds, I'm going to go with a player we have not taken. We have taken Jonah Monheim. We have taken Jay Majors. We have not taken Seth McLaughlin out of Ohio State. Back-to-back Ohio State players, John? Come on, man. What is this, a Big Ten draft? I hate the Big Ten. 6'4", 305, Seth McLaughlin, center. Versatility, IQ, pass protection. Guard, center, versatility. He's got 35 starts in his career, all at the center position. Love it. 0 sacks allowed, 0 hits allowed. You go back to last year, 1 sack allowed. You go back to 2022, 0 sacks allowed. This guy's allowed 1 sack in 3 years. Pretty solid. Run game, that's kind of the issue. That's not where he excels. He's got a 68 grade there. Experience, I got a 6. Versatility, I've got a 7 because I do think he could play 3 spots on the inside. I'm going Seth McLaughlin. I prefer Jake Majors, but we always do that. And so I want to get used to some of these other names that are out there. Right back on the clock at pick 111. All right, let's look at some safeties. Safeties, linebackers, tight ends. I think we're in that range. Akili Arnold, USC. Upton Stout. Man, I like Upton. I like Upton. One, awesome name. That's not why I like him. 5'9", 182. Most of his experience is an outside corner. The reason why I like Upton Stout so much, he doesn't fit what we currently have. I do want to see how he's going to test, but I think he's a speed guy. I think he is that true kind of free safety, could play slot corner type guy. He's got 2,100 snaps, most of them 1,400. We're at outside 500 plus at the slot corner spot, 200 plus special team snaps. I just think he's a fun player. He's just fun. He's small, and he don't play small. He brings the thump. I like Upton Stout. I really, really do. Alijay Clark, Dylan Carnell. We've got some center prospects. Let's look at Akili. Akili Arnold, 6 foot 200. He fits what we usually do. 2,400 plus snaps. He plays all over the place. Over 1,000 of those we're at free safety. He's a tough player. Tackling grade 62, I'd like that a little bit higher. Experience 9, he's one of the most experienced safeties in this group. And versatility, I think he could play everywhere. 6 foot 200 is kind of where we want. Right here, oh, is my tight end available? Let's see here. Let's go through the tight ends. Yep, Benjamin Urosek, Jackson Hawes, Oronde Gadsden the second. Let's go check out our notes on our tight ends. Okay, Benjamin Urosek, 6'4", 247. So that's George Kittle. 1,900 plus snaps. Love that. He's got 1,200 plus inline snaps at Georgia. You're looking for a Charlie Warner replacement? Why not go with the actual Charlie Warner replacement at Georgia? It was Benjamin Urosek. This guy is that. 1,200 plus inline snaps. The body is huge. He could play, man. This dude could play. Jackson Haas, 6'5", 260. He's bigger at Georgia Tech. 1,900 snaps, 1,300 inline snaps. Again, this is somebody that could go down there and block from Salt Lake City, and this dude could play. I think that he could play. Terrence Ferguson, I see his name down there. 6'5", 255, 2,000 snaps. 1,000 plus inline snaps. So all three of these guys are kind of your tight end two type mold. Let's go check out Oronde Gadsden. Did he go back? I'm going to be so mad. I think he did. Yeah, we had to take him off of our thing. I think he went back to school. Oronde did. So out of these three, I think Benjamin is probably going to be the cleanest. Mike, he's calling for him now already. NY Niner says Upton equals Mustafa the way he hits. He's one of those small, kind of tough little muscle hamsters, no doubt about it. We got a Luke Lachey asking here. I like it. Let's see here. Luke Lachey, 6'6, 246, Iowa State Cyclones, 23 years old. Not near as much snaps as the other, 1,600. He's got 1,300 plus inline snaps. I like to see that. Didn't play a lot of special teams. Son of the former NFL player Jim Lachey, so you got that. Good player. Experience 6, versatility 7. I like Iowa State. They do run a pro set, but out of these, I'm going Benjamin. Don't scout the player, or don't scout the uniform, scout the player, but I think that Georgia runs such a similar run game that we do that I just think it's easier. Georgia Tech doesn't. Iowa State is a pro system. Check linebackers, please. I got you. I got you. We're not going to run through all these names again because we'll be picking. We're going to double dip on some of these, so we'll go back. Let's look at linebackers. I love this, guys. I hope you're having fun. I'm having fun. Barrett Carter Jr. Just Barrett Carter out of Clemson. 6'1", 230. Interesting player. 22. Missed tackle rates, decent. Coverage grades, not his coverage grades, really bad. He's a thumper. Three-time ACC honor roll. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, he's not a cover guy, so that's rough. Jack Kaiser, 6'2", 231, Notre Dame, 24 years old. Watch him in the national championship game. You know, looking at him, he's more of a do-it-all type linebacker. He grades out way better. Better tackler, slightly better coverage guy. Forced fumbles, 2. Tackles for loss, 2. Tackles, sacks, 3. Like, he can get after it. Kobe King, 6'1", 240. That's a little more my liking. Yeah, you look at his tackling run grade, awesome. Coverage grade, still not good. There's not a lot of good cover guys that are here that I like. So, yeah, I think I'm going to pass on the linebackers. And I like the safety. I like Upton Stout, and I like the tight end. There's more tight ends that I like than safeties. I'd be fine with Eurosec, Hawes, Ferguson, or Lachey personally. So I'm going to go back safety. I want something that we don't have. I'm going Upton Stout, short little muscle hamster with an attitude that I think can run. That safety 40-yard dash is going to be huge because I want a true free safety, especially if we're going cover one and cover three and all that BS. That's what I want there. So we got our safety. So now I'm going to go tight end. We don't have to double dip research. Oh, man. A lot of our tight ends went. Ouch. We got Terrence Ferguson. We got Luke Lachey. Let's see. I'm going Luke Lachey. I think I said earlier Iowa State. I was wrong on that one. Let's go back and just let's do the Lachey versus Brenningstuhl. I got him on here too. Brenningstuhl 6'6", 240. Not that I don't want him, but he's more of your slot guy out of Clemson. So I think it's Terrence Ferguson, 6'5", 255, or Lachey, 6'6", 247. Who's got the most inline snaps? Lachey has 1,300. Ferguson's got 1,000. I'm going Lachey. Iowa, we know. We're going to keep that Iowa pedigree tight end rolling. We're going Luke Lachey at tight end. Now, let's see how many picks we got left. 1, 2, 3. We've got a 5th, a 6th, and a 7th round pick available. Now let's look at the board and see some of these guys that are available. PFF hates Emory Jones Jr. Offensive tackle. I like him considerably. I think he's a perfect scheme fit. I wouldn't mind double dipping here. That is a possibility. Let's see here. Noel Williams. He's one of my guys out of Cal. Probably the most experienced player whenever I'm doing all these snap counts, like literally whenever I'm not with you guys right now, the 300 plus players going through and counting their snap counts and alignments and all that stuff, 3,300 plus snaps. Noel Williams, like he jumped off returner upside, 6'1", 180. He's just played a lot of football and as a box safety, 350 plus snaps, 2,900 outside snaps. Like, I really like Noel, the local kid. I really like that guy. Let's see. Lander Barton. I like him. Linebacker out of Utah. Jake Major's still there. I hate how they do that on air. CJ West, defensive tackle. Tommy Hill, cornerback. He hasn't played too much. Jay Higgins, linebacker. There's a lot of guys that are there. We have a touch linebacker. We've got to get a linebacker. Even if we re-sign Drake Greenlaw, you got to get a linebacker. Now, most of the guys that we talked about are gone. So that would leave us with, okay, Lander Barton, Utah, 6'4", 236. This is a Fred Warner type build. Family's full of Utah grads and athletes. He's 21 years old. Tackling grade's low. That's an issue. Coverage grade is low. Ah, man, that stinks. He's got interceptions, got ball skills. I'm a little off on him, to be honest with you. Jay Higgins out of Iowa. Let's see here. Jay Higgins, 6'2", 231. Smaller guy, 23 years old. Run grade's good. Coverage grade is impeccable. 46.6 coverage. Let's go back-to-back Iowa. Why? I hate the Big Ten. Why are we taking so many Big Ten players? It's a damn good conference this year. Got to give them their props. So I'm going linebacker Jay Higgins. I love the coverage. He's got four interceptions, coverage grade 92.3, quarterback rating 46.6. Oh, I freaking love it, man. So I'm going Jay Higgins there. We got two picks left. I would like to take a quarterback at some point in the draft. I want somebody that's big, tall, strong arm. Tyler Shough out of Louisville, 6'5", 225. Yep, that checks out. Graham Mertz, God no. Jackson Dart's not going to be there in the sixth. I ain't going there. Brady Cook, Missouri, 6'2", 215. No. Donovan Smith, 6'5", 235. I like that. KJ Jefferson, 6'3", 247. I want to look up Tyler Shough here. What do I got on him? I might not have anything on him. Here we go. Tyler Shough, 6'5", 225. Academic All Big 12. I like that. Let's see. 23 touchdowns, 6 picks. Looks like a fun player now. 101 quarterback rating. I like it. Let's go Louisville, Tyler Shough. I will always draft a high upside, height, weight, speed type quarterback late in the draft. Even if I had Patrick Mahomes. I just believe in it. I haven't done film on Tyler Shough, obviously, but that's what it is. So what have we not got? Let's go through. We have one pick left in the seventh round. We got Mason Graham, D-tackle. Tackle, Arante Irse, Tyler Barron, edge. Cornerback, Denzel Burke. Center, Seth McLaughlin. Safety, Upton Stout. Tight end, Luke Lachey. Linebacker, Jay Higgins. Quarterback, Tyler Shough. So we have not gotten, man, we've gotten pretty much everything. We've gotten pretty much everything. We haven't drafted a guard, a running back, a wide receiver. And I think that's it. So do we double dip here? I'm scrolling down. Nazir Stackhouse. That's a badass name. Dude, your name's Stackhouse and you play defensive tackle? Way to go, man. 6'3", 320, 23 years old. I don't have a lot of information. I haven't got down that far on him. Jalen Lane, oh, Virginia Tech. I think this is the return specialist that I liked. Yes, Jalen Lane, wide receiver, Virginia Tech, 5'10", 196. Short, stout, built well. Major returner upside, has two punt return touchdowns in his career. When was the last time I had a punt return touchdown? Gadget guy that does damage with the ball in his hands, 2,200 plus snaps. Lines up everywhere. Backfield, in line, slot, out wide, 400 special team snaps. Listen to how many returns. I think he had the most kickoff returns and punt returns of all the wide receivers. 40 kickoff returns in his career, 68 punt returns. Major yak guy, 316 yak yards. Now, his numbers aren't great, but the body, the potential, all those things are there. I'm going Jalen Lane. You know, is he the quote unquote Debo replacement? I don't want to go that far, but I like that kid. And I think he's got 49ers written all over him, right here. Can Jalen Lane be a gunner? Yeah, probably could. You usually put your defensive guys out there that tackle a lot, but, Danny Gray was one of the best we ever had and we just let him go, but that's okay. Danny Gray sucked. All right. How'd we do? They said we probably PFF said, you know, you drafted Arante Irse. You should have drafted Cameron Williams. That's okay. I'm cool with that. They graded our trade up for Mason Graham A+. Our trade back for Irsery, B-. Tyler Barron edge, B+. We got an F for Denzel Burke. Wow. F for Seth McLaughlin. F for Upton Stout. F for Luke Lachey. I'm seeing a theme here. D+ for Jay Higgins. B+ for Tyler Shough. C+ for Jalen Lane. Overall, we got a B-. Bottom 38% of draft. Don't really care about that, but I'm curious what your thoughts are. So Mason Graham, Irsery, Tyler Barron, Denzel York, Seth McLaughlin, Upton Stout, Luke Lachey, Jay Higgins, Tyler Shough, Jalen Lane. I love our positions. Obviously, the 49ers are going to double dip on us some. We didn't double dip on anything. We got 10 separate positions, which is cool. It's like a brand new practice squad. But yeah, I'm curious what you guys think of this. Like, where do you grade this draft? A, B, C, D, E, F? How, man, my F picks are my favorites. I love Denzel Burke. I like McLaughlin. I really like Stout. Lachey, I'm cool with. I can't believe they gave us those four Fs right there. Yeah, that's they went Rick James. I wish I had two more hands so I could give him four thumbs down. Left out a word there, but that's okay. That is okay. Bump, bada, bump, bump, bump. Let's see here. Right here, I from Invader. What's up, Invader? I do think Graham will fall into the Niners' laps at 11 after his combine. Yeah, I could see him not being the true combine guy, but he's just got three good years of film. Three good years of film. Yeah, I hope he does. Oh, here we go. Alan, help me out. Ursaray. I have it. I'm working through the stats. Then I work through the pronunciation. You know what? If you are somebody that wants to help with the pronunciation guide for our draft, email me at 49ersrush podcast at gmail.com. 49ersrush podcast gmail.com. Email me and say, hey, I'm cool helping with pronunciation. Because what we do is we go through and put the actual pronunciation, you know, whatever, however that's spelled out, next to each player's name. We haven't got to that yet. Right now I'm working on snaps and background. We'll get there. But if you want to help us with that, I need help. I am terrible. Texas education has failed me. Hooked in phonics did nothing. And man, whenever I was a teacher, it was bad. And I would work with the students and I would, like, it was very important. My number one thing, whenever I was a teacher, I would print out the pictures and the students and I'd go home and practice their names so that my goal was after the first week, I knew every single student's name, which some years I had over 200 students. So it was really, really hard. Plus the football team, that was different. Football team was a little bit easy because you put the tape on their helmet with their name, when they first got their helmet. But, yeah, if somebody wants to help, email me, please. That is a dire need because I know I am butchering these poor lads' names and I hate it, but Alan, thank you. Ursaray. There we go. Ursaray. I got to get that one down there. Let's see here. Stout is so small. No way he plays safety in the NFL. If he just plays special teams and if he just plays slot, I'd be cool with that as well. Was a little bit of a reach for him, but I think he might be able to play free. Charlie says B minus, solid draft. I like that. Celestial, I like what you did there. That was fun. That's the goal. Excited. Looking to the future. Crazy Juice, B plus. I like that. Justin, I'd be happy with a similar draft addressing positions of need at similar rounds, even if the names change. Yes, good stuff. I like that. Re, not Ray. There we go. Re, not Ray. Thank you. I'm terrible, man. I am terrible, terrible, terrible. Uncle Salty, you're almost as bad as Mr. Garvey, the substitute teacher from Key and Pill. That's right. A.A. Ron, where's my B Lockie at? D Nice. Yeah, one of the best skits of all time. For sure. But yeah, this was fun. And so as we watch playoff football this weekend, we're not there. I'm wearing my Niners catch hat. It's the divisional round in honor of the Cowboys not making it past the divisional round in 30 years. And they didn't this year either. And so no matter how bad you think it is for the 49ers, it's way worse for the Cowboys. Yikes. Anyway, this is fun. Hopefully you enjoyed the mock draft. A lot of fun names, a lot of fun players, and it's fun to see the trade up. Again, I always want to mirror the trade up with the trade back or a trade back with a trade up. I want to keep my draft pick numbers, but just finesse the board to get the guys that you want. I'd really like to get Mason Graham or offensive tackle early. I really would. This has been fun. You guys are the best. Enjoy some playoffs. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Stay warm and save every day.
all in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.